Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. Here are the top stories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited the presidents of all parties represented in Lok Sabha or Rajya Sabha on June 19 to discuss the issue of One Nation, One Election. The Prime Minister has called the meeting to also discuss the celebration of 75 years of India's independence in 2022. 150 years of Mahatma Gandhi's birth anniversary this year, and issues related to aspirational districts. The government is considering allotting about Rs 30,000 crore to public sector banks in the upcoming budget as they have been unable to meet minimum regulatory capital requirements, suggested media reports. The newly appointed Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will be presenting the Modi 2.0 government's first full budget on July 5th. The chief executive of Boeing said the company made a mistake in handling a problematic cockpit warning system in its 737 MAX jets before two crashes of the top-selling plane killed 346 people, and he promised transparency as the US aircraft maker tries to get the grounded model back in flight. The US Federal Aviation Administration has faulted Boeing for not telling regulators for more than a year that a safety indicator in the MAX cockpit didn't work. Pakistan will get a loan of $3.4 billion from the Asian Development Bank for budgetary support, Prime Minister Imran Khan's advisor on finance has said as the cash-strapped country tries to overcome a ballooning balance of payments crisis that threatens to cripple its economy. Of the total amount, $2.1 billion would be released within a year of the agreement between the ADB and the Finance Ministry. Swiss authorities are in the process of sharing details of at least 50 Indian nationals having accounts in Switzerland-based banks with regulatory and enforcement agencies in the two countries tightening their noose on individuals suspected to have amassed illicit wealth. These individuals largely include businessmen associated with companies, including the dummy ones in various sectors. Moving on, as many as 28 US products, including almond, pulses and walnut, will attract higher customs duties, according to a government notification. The move will hurt American exporters of these 28 items as they will have to pay higher duties, making those items costlier in the Indian market. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy on Saturday made a strong pitch to the centre to grant special category status to the debt-ridden state and urged Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be gracious in fulfilling the promise made in Parliament and also in the BJP's 2014 poll manifesto. He was speaking at the fifth meeting of the Governing Council of Niti Aayog chaired by the Prime Minister. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Bye for now.